says I never buy her flowers, but I didn't even know she sold flowers.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was blessed with a dad who was a little bit crazy in the best sense of the word. I can't help grinning when I reflect on the memories he left me. There was that one and only time he ever lifted my shirt collar and sneezed down my back. And those nights he lurked in the dark waiting to scare the living daylights out of me. Ah! My dad taught me to never take myself too seriously, to always be prepared. In a world of absentee fathers and disconnected dads, mine was present when he could be. He didn't hover, but he did what he could. Dad did a whole lot of things right. Here are just two. Number one, he loved me. I was 6 or 7 when a friend and I were sitting on the sidewalk poking bugs with sticks and comparing notes. My dad's huger than your dad, I said. Is not. Is so. Plus my dad wrestles tigers. Does not. Does so. Well, he replied, poking me with the stick, at least my dad wasn't real old when I was born. I heard your dad didn't even want you. The conversation halted abruptly due to the fact that I fled the scene blubbering. But later I discovered that his words were true, at least partly. My parents were beginning to resemble Abraham and Sarah when I was born. Some laughed when they saw Mum waddling towards them, great with child at 40. Some referred to me as the caboose, an afterthought, a mistake. But I never heard those words from Dad. I heard words like, I love you, and I don't know what I'd do without you. And I was shown that love. Dad loved me. Secondly, he loved my mom. On a snowy December day during World War II, as the temperature dipped to 45 below zero, he took Mum's hand and made a covenant with God. A Canadian corporal on leave and his 19-year-old bride, I do take thee, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part. They knew that 10 days later the soldier boy would go back to war, leaving his tearful bride waving from a train station platform, so they joined hands and promised to be faithful. They had no idea their second child would die in their arms or that they would spend their entire lives below the poverty line, but they vowed to comfort each other no matter what came their way. And they kept that promise right to the end. By today's standards, Dad wasn't rich. He didn't leave much behind. We have looked everywhere. But his dreams were never about good fortune, but about leaving a legacy of faithfulness. And after he married, he got 62 of them. I've traveled the world, but never encountered a richer man. Dad was far from perfect, trust me. And he knew it. My mom knew it. We knew it. He was about 77 when he finally said to me one night, out of the blue, I love you. I never doubted that he did, but it was nice to hear the words. Proverbs 4:1 urges us, hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. No matter what your father left you, reflect on what you're grateful for each Father's Day, and smile very widely when you think of your Heavenly Father, whose love for you is unconditional, unfailing, and, let's face it, unfathomable. This Father's Day, the kids are dropping by, so I think I'm going to give them something to remember. A reminder to never take themselves too seriously, to always be prepared. Maybe it will involve a darkened hallway, or better yet, a shirt and a pepper shaker. If I sniff pepper, I can feel a sneeze coming on.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.